Welcome to the Ecology and Research Channel. Green issues, ecology, incredibly important to embodiment. Obviously, we're embodied in place, we're embodied in a world. How we treat ourselves is how we treat the planet and vice versa. So this is super important, I think, for our whole planet. Research relates to this. We've sort of put two together there. We didn't quite know where to put research, so we put them in with ecology. This stage has lots of great speakers, people I personally enjoy, and it's sponsored by Forests Without Frontiers. So rather than sell a sponsorship for this channel, we decided, you know what, let's give it away to a green charity. Tree planting seemed a good one. We thought we can all get behind that. We all breathe air. We looked into a load, actually. Some of them are quite famous, but don't actually plant a lot of trees, weirdly, or other things aren't so good with them. This one, Forests Without Frontiers, really does the work. They're in charge of a really big reforestation project in Central Europe, but, you know, we're all breathing it, thank you. It's run by Nicoletta, a very cool lady, and just a cool organization that really does the work. The money goes, you know, efficiently to actually planting trees. I'm happy to be supporting them. For me, it was like, you know, when we were looking at our charities to support, a green one just made a lot of sense to me. That just was obvious. Please do support them. Links below. As well as that, enjoy the whole channel. There's so much richness in this topic.
Shai is a holistic therapist and healer. She is the world pioneer of ecological art and the founder of the ecological art discipline in Israel. She is an artist in her own right, a photographer, multimedia artist, writer, and spiritual activist. And we are delighted to welcome her today. Shai, I give it to you.
Hi, I'm so happy to see you all from so far away. Wow, so many people. Today I invite you to a journey, but I want to tell you a story before that that can actually spread some light about how I got to it. In this COVID-19, where, you know, didn't neglect any country, what happened is that I went into my laboratory. My laboratory near my house is a forest, of course. And for 30 years, I ask questions there. I just sit there and ask. And after several years, I started getting also answers. And what happened there is that in COVID-19 is that we were in lockdown. And I felt that every exercise that my body wanted, actually literally asked to do, every movement that I did with my body, once it was in a natural surrounding, then I felt the shift from being helpless into someone that can actually help others. I felt the shift from being in a lockdown to finding a certain freedom within my heart. And this is the freedom that we need to look, we are going to look today together. And when it happened, I did a series of guided imagery sessions with guests, with groups, with women. I have a cave that I give workshops there. And I immediately saw the impact of each one of them. So I'm a bit different in my approach than a regular holistic therapist, because in alternative medicine, we put a human in the center. We want to make the human better. And as an ecologist, we want to make the ecosystem better. As an ecologist, I worked for many, many years for Tikkun Olam, what I call Tikkun Olam, which means, it's a phrase from the Kabbalah, which actually means I want to raise awareness to how to keep natural places and open spaces alive and untouched. I want to leave something for the future generation. And I want to investigate damaged places and see if I can spiritually and collectively raise the power, the energy of the place to protect itself. So this is what I call spiritual activism. And what happened is that I really feel that every exercise is getting us closer to that target. So what happened in COVID-19 is actually that I, for the first time, you know, after so many decades, I felt that I combine all my professions together, and I didn't know that. All the things together, because I'm a healer, I want to, I'm thinking as a healer, I want to heal all living. And it's not when I say I, it's not I, it's actually we. As a photographer, I could see places and make a frame. As an ecological artist, I wanted to investigate why I'm attracted to certain places. And working with natural entities and natural forces, that means that we are not alone. That we are not, we are only, not only one organism in this planet. And we can actually work together. This is not anymore a place for one person show. This is finished. And once we do it now together, even that I see people here from South Africa, I see people from United States, from Israel, from Ireland, so many, I know that energy passes, even so from so remote places. And I invite you just to leave your criticism outside of this session, to be in a situation when we don't know, when we know nothing. This is the stage, the starting point when things start to happen. So, Anna, can we put the music? Can you find a comfortable place? It's very important. You can sit or you can lie down, but it's very important that you find a very comfortable position for you. Because in the journey, I want you to relax as much as you can from the physical point of view, from the soul. So, let's adjust our body to a different kind of communication. Just slowly clean the sides of your body. Before you close your eyes, just look at me. You wash the sides of the body three times on each place. Now we do it with the right hand. As if you are taking out material, excess material. The back of your hand in the neck and go up into the head and take it out. Again, another one and take it out. Watch, I'll show you it. Hold the side of the body, go up, up, up. Now clean the energy field in front of you. Just take, I make a full screen so you can see. Just take a round circle. Very slowly, change the palm of your hand towards the sky and you spread them all the way. So let's do it three times. We make a circle. We push what is not necessary and we raise the hand to the sky. And then we ask the sky to go down. One more time. We make a circle. Push everything that is not necessary. And then you raise the hands, breathe in and out. And now close your eyes. And we are taking three deep breaths in by counting four breaths in. Four, you stop the breathing, and six, you take it out. All right, we do it three times. Let's go. One, two, three, four, stop. One, two, four, take it down. Six, we breathe from the nose and we breathe out from the mouth. Make a sound, an S sound when you breathe out. This is very good to release stress. Okay, let's go. One, four, stop. Four, stop. Now we do it one more time. Breathe four, stop. Breathe six, stop six. Breathe out eight. That's the last time. Let's go together. Eight. Six, stop. Breathe out. Now rest a little. Just feel the body now. Is it the same as 5 minutes before? Now we imagine. Imagine that we are an ancient tree. Just imagine that from the palm of your feet, from the feet, you feel the tickling of roots that goes out from the feet, 1 or 2 meters stretching out of roots. They were hidden inside the foot. Side of each foot. And now spread your roots directly outside of your body. Let's breathe through the body and stretch even more the roots. Reach with your breathing all the way to the end of the roots. It's your roots and your breathing. You feel those roots.
Tired of using a million different tools to do one?
Let's go down with the roots to the bottom of the earth. We go slowly. Imagine the roots going down to under where we sit right now. Each one of you, wherever you are, just imagine the roots going down. Anna, can you put the music a bit lower volume, please?
Is that better for you?
Yes, thank you. Let's just imagine that under our feet, we can go on a journey down to reach the bottom of the earth. And we ground ourselves there. So just go down with the roots. What do you feel there? Do you see any colors? What is the temperature there? Go a little bit deeper with the roots. Feel like it's under you. You send part of you, the the roots down and even deeper and deeper until you actually see Mother Oak, feel that it's actually the belly of the earth. Smell, if you reach that spot that you feel that you cannot go further, you cannot go deeper. If you don't feel that yet, let's build a ladder quickly. Let's put our roots on the ladder to help us go even further down. And deeper, and deeper. And once we get to Mother Oak, we get to the bottom of the earth, we look around. What's there? Is it a comfortable place for us? Is it cold or warm or exactly the right temperature? What's there? Do you see anybody? Look at your roots. Can you ask something from this new place that exists always beneath you? I'd like us all at the same time, ask this place to give our roots happiness. Let's feel that happiness in the roots. You can say it out loud, please bring me happiness. Or you can say it in your heart. It's the same. Feel the happiness rising through your roots. Leave the roots down over there. Just feel what is being in happiness right now means to your body. We leave our roots there. We are grounded. We found a place that we can ground ourselves with a lot of joy. But we continue our journey up while we are having a kind of a home, of a temporary home to our roots. Now imagine we go up while the root stays. We are kind of prolonging our body, stretching our body. We go again up the ladder. We go up through the thighs, of course, the legs, the thighs. Now touch the places that you go through with the happiness, with this new being of being in happiness right now. Touch every organ that we pass with that happiness. Touch your pelvic, your lower belly, and smile to your lower belly. With your eyes closed, just go up with one hand on the other and the two hands on the middle belly. And go a little bit up to the chest and to the chest bone. This is a very important place to put happiness. Just feel it in your body. Is there a place in the body that there is tension? Just quickly scan your body and see if there is some kind of a tension. A place or an organ that is calling you. Imagine that you are spacing within that organ. Make space between the organ and the fascia that surround it. Feel that space and release. Bring to your imagination how that organ looks like now. Is it in the same tension? Is it better? Let's do it again. Put your hands one above the other and the two hands on the place in the body that calls your attention. And now create a space between the organ, the area, and the fascia that surround it. Like another skin, inside skin that surround this organ. Now watch this space happens, just space it. And put happiness that we got as a present from the belly of the earth. Put happiness in that space. And see how does it look now. Smile to this place. Love the tension that this place gave you. It allows you to space, otherwise you wouldn't. Watch the happiness inside that area. How does it look like? Spread happiness all over that area of your body that wanted attention. And now take a deep breath towards that place and release from the mouth. Just watch with your eyes closed and your mouth smiling. The smiling is actually activate the round muscles in our body. It's not just to show a good mood. So if you can smile the whole journey, it would be great. Now we continue to go up, a bit stretching ourselves if you sit down. If you lie down, stretch the ends of the body, like the hands and the legs, and go up, direction up along the body. And from the chest, we go up into the neck and the throat. Touch your throat. I know that there are many, many words you wanted to say today, yesterday, last week. You had not only words, also sentences. You wanted to say to somebody, and you didn't. That's okay. That's okay. You probably shouldn't. Now we are going to take out this burden from us. Just turn the palm of your hand into your neck, into the throat. You can caress, like surround one hand on the neck and one hand on the throat. And then slowly you take it out. Just take as if you take material, you take it out. It looks like birds. You take it out. It's burden, we don't need that. no words can explain that feeling of cleaning this road. Let's do it one time together. You hug the neck from behind and you put the back of your palm on the throat. Breathe in very deep. And you take out to the sides whatever burden there is there. Just clean. Beautiful, great what you're doing. I feel you already. Wow. We go up. Imagine that happiness is rising up from the throat and the neck, going up, penetrating into our head. All the area of the head. It goes up from the chin. Touch your chin. Happiness caressing our lips. And slowly, like in a spiral movement, goes into the part between the nose and the lips. Touch that. That is the place where we can feel the breathing. So happiness goes up and caressing the nose and going to the cheeks. Wherever happiness comes, other feelings are going. We don't need them anymore. All frustrations, all the things we didn't do today, all criticism gone. We are feeling our body, every cell in our body, we are feeling this happiness. And you go along our face. And we go to the forehead and we ask for happiness from the bottom of the earth. While our roots are there already, still there. But we get the happiness rising up and up. And you can feel the inner movement of happiness. It's a material. It's like love. It's like any energy. And we take up happiness. Even if we go and we advance with happiness, we are not lacking any happiness in all the treks that we did. And we go with the happiness up into the end of the head, from the forehead to the head, and then it rises up to the sky. Just imagine the sky outside your house, above the roof of your house. Just imagine it like a shape of a tube of light going up, further up, the higher we can, up until we reach some layer, some blue layer in the sky. Can you feel the lightness of the combination of happiness and the blue sky? But it's not high enough. Let's penetrate into the clouds. Let's pass them and go even further up. And go up. And even further up. Search for that feeling of complete, perfect happiness when you are up there in the sky. You don't have to look. Watch with your eyes closed. try to feel the atmosphere from such a high point. What kind of a light is there? Do you know that light? What kind of a texture is there? Do you feel comfortable up there? Look down at your body all the way to the roots. See how big you are, but yet so tender. You are now up, up, up in the sky, but our roots are down there with Gaia, with the earth. Take one deep breathe in. See if you can reach all the materials. I'm calling them materials because I would like to invite you to forget the bones, to forget the muscles, and just walk now with the water in your body. You are prepared to feel the water when you are up there in the sky. If you cannot feel the water in your body, invite the big rivers, maybe the one that is close to where you live. Invite the big rivers to exchange water with you. Now it's the time. Just try it. Ask when you are up there in the sky, you can see all the rivers of the world. Just pick one running river, like some clean water, exactly in the right temperature, and ask to come closer. Closer and closer to your body. Just feel that. And when you have that river of yours approaching your body, you can ask for a little bit of exchange of water. Because the river knows the secret of exchange better than us. Now remember, that we brought to the sky, all the way to the sky through our body, we brought happiness. So now from the place in the sky, we bring gratitude down. We brought happiness up and we bring gratitude down into the body. And at the same time, horizontal gratitude that we spread all over the world. Think of a place that you want to heal, that you want, that it won't change. Think of a place that is maybe your secret place in childhood. And send an amount of gratitude there. Just feel it. You can do it from such a high position up there in the sky. Don't forget to smile. If there is the need to move slowly with your hands like I feel now, then feel free to do so. Because if we send gratitude to remote places, we can accompany it with our hands. The spaces within our body that we did while stretching and combining happiness with gratitude, there are spaces we can work with. We can heal layers and layers of earth that were damaged. We can heal them by spacing also inside the rivers, inside the earth. And now I invite you, with your eyes closed, to look at the top of the mountains. This is maybe the only time we can see from such a high place, the top of the mountain. Maybe you can see several mountains. Just watch the dot on the top of the mountain. The top of the mountain is a crossroads for all water. For a drop of water that will come soon to the top of each mountain. That drop of water knows what to do. That drop of water, she has only one choice, to go down. So we have that mission now, to spread on all mountaintops gratitude for their existence, happiness from the water that will come. Just feel this. It's a very delicate structure, this action that we do. It's a layer, but it's a layer, it's a very delicate, fragile layer. We actually send consciousness to the consciousness of the mountaintops. Just watch, see what happens. Since we are so tall, touching the bottom of the earth, and touching the sky up above, we can also, like we did on our body, we can also caress the mountaintops. Let's just spread the hands and caress. Let's just do a shape of a mountain and caress them. You know that many mountains bear antennas and all kinds of infrastructures, they need caressing. They need this touching, like our body needs. Now that we felt it in our body, we can bring it up to the top of the mountains. Just caress them. And immediately fly above the rivers. Just select any river and caress the water and fly high, high again. And caress the water and also fly like birds. Like birds. Every time we caress a river, we insert a deep sense of gratitude into it. how well they know to clean themselves. It's just watch the river while deepening our gratitude. Now let's imagine our body is a tube of water. It's a kind of a shape of a long candle. It has no skeleton, no bones, just water running up and down at the same time. Let's just play with it, running from the roots up, gathering the water, going up the sky, and at the same time, watering our body from the sky through all the way, all the organs down to the earth. Let's just imagine these two-dimensional roads, like an autostrada of water going up and down. Feel the air between the two movements that go simultaneously. If there's still any tension in the body, just direct some water into it now. The place that we want to relate to has its gratitude and has its happiness. Just wash it with a lot of water. Release everything. If you can insert a very delicate movement into your body, just a very delicate one. Just be the water yourself. And we are approaching almost the end of this journey. And the most important thing is to try to feel this wonderful group here with our eyes closed. Try to feel it with your right side of the body. Feel the people here and send them gratitude and happiness. And now with the left side of your body, just feel the person that participated in this guided imagery workshop but is staying far away. Just try to feel the energy field between the two of you. Maybe more than two. And only now we can all together create a tent above us, which is practically above the whole world. Let's together create a tent of energy. The material that the tent is made of is gratitude and happiness. Look at it as a kind of a huge lighted blanket above all of us. We can do it. And smile. We are protected. And from that tent that you can do at home every time, you can send healing to a plant, to the tree that you are, to your ancestors, to your family, to all living creatures around this world. So before I ask you to open your eyes, just take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. If you are lying down, please come and sit in front of us. And open your eyes very slowly. The way to open the eyes is actually look down at the floor. And then slowly raise your eyes into the screen. If more people would like to come to the main hall, the main, how is it called, Hila?
Just into gallery view. We'd love anyone who would like to come into the gallery view, you can raise your hand. We have about 5 minutes to share this beautiful space together.
So the first thing I would like to hear, if you can share your thoughts. Can they share by speaking or only through chat?
As a panelist, they should be able to unmute themselves and share, yeah.
Okay, so anyone that would like to share, please unmute yourself.
I'll share. When we first arrived at Mother Oak and asked for happiness, she said, well, I was wondering when you were going to ask. So it was very lovely. Thank you.
Welcome. I'm happy. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm in Detroit, Michigan, in the US. No.
Okay. Who else? Yes, Anna, can you share? And unmute yourself. Anna, yes.
Oh, hello, me? This Anna?
Ah, no, there is another Anna there that raised her hand. But you can share if you like. What did you feel?
I was in the tech, but it was lovely.
Thank you. So can I hear more people? Yes.
I'm Sylvia. And I have done a lot of this kind of imagery, but yours was so special. It was so lovely. Your voice is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome for coming. Is there anyone else that want to talk about how did you feel when you got down into the bottom of the earth?
So I noticed, thank you also very much for that beautiful guided meditation. I found I had a lot of resistance as I would root down. Yet when I rise up, I could soar and I could expand and it was much easier. So it was really interesting to observe the difference of how my body related to rooting and what blockages I have, because most of my blockages are in the hips and they're in the pelvic floor and in that root chakra itself. So I think it's interesting how that was where my resistance most was. But once you invited us to have the river run through and us to really connect with the water element, I allowed that water element to swirl my pelvic floor in my bowl, and it all of a sudden I felt this energy expansiveness that just rose out both ends, and it was truly lovely. So thank you very much.
Welcome. So I suggest you work with it the whole week, since it's already fresh in your mind. It will open places within you. Thank you very much. So last one before we continue. Lila, is there a question and answer that people...
But Jody, I think, would like to share briefly.
Hello, hi. I'm here in Los Angeles, and I just really want to thank you so much. I felt a real sense of connection. I was doing a lot of visualization of different areas that I'd been to and in my life, outdoors and nature. And it's hard for me to put it in words. So I'm not very good with the word piece of it, but I just felt a sense of release actually while I was doing that. Great. So I want to thank you.
Now, Shai, did you have something you wanted to spend the last couple minutes? Was there something?
Yes, I actually invite you, if Anna can put in the chat, can you see this?
Yeah.
The link?
She has put in the chat your...
Okay.
Your
this one, Spacing Within. There is a link on it. And if you are interested in more information about the connection between the body and the natural forces and to work with natural entities to start seeing them, then just copy now from the chat the link into your one of your document or to the email, send yourself email or WhatsApp, and just send me your details. And we will tell you about our weekly sessions of guided imagery therapy. You can do it from the comfort of your home. So I'd like to thank the conference organizers for inviting me and for all these beautiful people that presents here. This is unbelievable. And thank you all for sharing.
It truly is. And on behalf of the conference organizers, thank you so much for that beautiful session, so deeply rooted in this ecology channel and our knowledge of like where you took us and that relationship that you offered and connected was so transformative and deeply, intimately, exactly as we are. What a wonderful paradox. I couldn't go on too long. So instead, I'm going to say we can continue the conversation. Shai's website. Also, we have a coffee break on the portal where we're communicating after sessions, and also the Facebook page has a wonderful, I see that Anna has put the link to that in the chat. I want to thank Shai and thank everyone who came and participated. You know, I just have the grounded sense of what this kind of beautiful time spent together is doing in the world. I'd like to remind everyone of our sponsor, Forests Without Frontiers, and the great work they're doing in the world as we work together. Next up in the Ecology and Research Channel, we have Stephanie Gottlob with Dancing with the Biomes, which sounds amazing. And I also want to remind you of shaizakai.com. You can get a sense of her artistry, her work. I've spent many happy minutes just scrolling through and being impressed and amazed. And of course, this is free for 48 hours. You can do it again. But if you would like to own it, that is also available. What I'm most impressed by is that our conference organizers have put together learning lists so that you can proceed through the library and learn about in a cadence that really makes sense to experience this and embody it and bring it more and more into our daily lives. I'm totally blown away by that. I feel like it's a master's degree in embodiment all in this. So speaking of master's degrees in embodiment, Shai, do you have one last piece suggesting? What is your top tip on how to be more embodied?
Well, what I do actually is now, it changes, but since you ask now, I'm trying to switch heavy thoughts from the time that we are in, trying to look at the thoughts as if they are outside of me and change them into light thoughts. That's why I walk with happiness today. So So if you could change that just a little bit, you know, it spreads and it widens and you feel it in your body. So the sense of relaxation that people just shared with us is that we were so inside, I felt you all, we were so inside, so we could let the thoughts aside. If we can choose to do it purposely, then it's everything.
It's alchemy. That's beautiful.
And I could read all the chats. So please write to me directly so I can see.
But I will copy the chats and send them to you too.
Oh, great.
I'll be here before we do that. Yeah, thank you to everyone. Thank you so much for being part of the Embodiment Conference 2020. I think that we're all in this space of gratitude from the rivers that we, and from the waters as we floated above. And it's wonderful to be here with each of you. We look forward to seeing you next.